would like to call our meeting to order on this November 7th at 11 o'clock. And the first item on our agenda today is approving the minutes from our meeting on October 15th. I move to approve the minutes. Is there a second?
I'll second.
I second.
Thank you, John. Any friendly amendments, questions, comments? All right. See none. All those in favor of approving our minutes from October 15th, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
The minutes are approved. And then we have quite a robust loan portfolio to review today. We've got 20 loans at a little over $14.5 million. Is there a motion to approve the loans?
I so move.
Thank you, Josh. I will second that. Rich, can you walk us through the loans that we're looking at today and maybe to highlight how we changed rates over the last recently, which is what is also, I know, reflected on a few loans.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, you know, rather than going through each one of these loans individually, I thought I'd highlight a few, then give you some stats on where, you know, what type of projects that they are funding and whether or not and the impact of our rate change on the package.
Great.
The first one I'd like to talk about is number three in the village of West Milwaukee. You know, this is a development incentive for Palermo's Pizza. You know, Palermo's is going to build a 200,000 square foot pizza production facility in the village of West Milwaukee, which is going to create 50 new jobs. So we're excited about that. If you turn the page to number 17, this is the first refinancing of prior service pension liabilities that we've had in a few years. I think when Tom can maybe better explain this than I can, but when municipalities were moving into the WRS, you know, if they had some liabilities, they remained to have those with the WRS, and the WRS was charging them interest on an annual basis. But we had offered lower rates than the WRS was charging. And so, you know, 10 years ago, this was a very common loan purpose for us, but this is one that has been outstanding for a while. And the city of Beaver Dam is now refinancing that WRS liability with the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands. And then number 20, you know, the city of Sun Prairie is financing or providing a development incentive for a four-story building downtown. That's going to have 91 market rate apartments and 11,000 square feet of commercial space. So that's going to be a good project also. As far as the package as a whole, you know, we are financing two buildings, five infrastructure projects, including roads, and the Sturgeon Bay is doing some fiber network projects. Seven loans are for equipment, including fire trucks and other things like that. Three are for economic development, and three are to refinance debt. Two of the loan applications are new. Ten of them are new. Ten have been our new applications that for applications that had been canceled to apply at a lower interest rate before they were approved by the board. And then one is a new application that was canceled after the board had approved it. You know, we had changed rates. Rates have been kind of volatile lately. We had reduced rates substantially on September 25th, which prompted a lot of these. In the short term, they just needed it eventually. And so they were able to proceed on an application at a lower interest rate. Since that time, interest rates have again been volatile. We raised rates back on October 23rd, and so new applications will be at slightly higher rates than we were offering in the midterm there. Does anybody have any questions on the loans that are being approved today?
Thank you, Rich. Just one question that I have is for Beaver Dam, do we know if those pension liabilities were for county or city employees?
That was the city of Beaver Dam, I believe.
Okay.
Yes, it was.
So the backstory on these pension liabilities is 50 years ago, each of the municipalities had their own pensions. But when they rolled all those municipal pensions into WRS, well, there were some communities that hadn't set aside enough money to actually cover the benefits that their employees would be entitled to under the WRS plan. And so ETF and WRS said, "We'll tell you what, you can owe it to us, and what we'll do is we'll charge you a surcharge on top of your normal annual payments to us." And they estimated those surcharge based upon what they thought would be increasing payroll over the years. But for some communities, the payroll didn't increase, and therefore the surcharges didn't increase. And in some cases, what happened was these unfunded pension liabilities grew over time instead of went down. So what you had, like I said, we are now 50 years after these things rolled in. In some communities, those amounts had gone up. And what WRS would charge the community was, in essence, an interest rate equal to their expected rate of return, which at these days, I believe, is 6.8%. Well, since our rates are lower than that, it makes sense for a community to refinance it. And most communities had already done that. I think we're down to somewhere in the neighborhood of about two dozen different municipalities, school districts, and other entities whose employees are enrolled in WRS. So feels great to be doing this for Beaver Dam. It's going to save the taxpayers some money.
Yeah.
And it covers that. So
thank you, Tom. Any other questions from the commissioners? See none. All those in favor of approving our loan portfolio today, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
The loans are approved, and we have no old business or new business today, but moving into routine business, Rich, you have your quarterly investment report to walk us through.
I do. Thank you, Sarah. You know, I'm planning on making this report brief today, but please let me know if you have any questions as we move through the review. You know, of course, the big news impacting markets these days is the result of the presidential election. Markets believe that policies of the Trump administration will be good for business. Besides impressive gains in the stock market, interest rates surged on Wednesday as an increase in future inflation was priced in. The rate on the 30-year Treasury saw its largest increase in the past 4.5 years. Traders slashed expectations of future rate cuts by the Fed, although most still believe that the central bank will cut short-term rate by a quarter point this afternoon. But when you look at the big picture, you know, the impact of all of this on the BCPL should be nominal. The values of our fixed income investments will be hit in the short term, but income generated by our private debt investments, including the State Trust Fund Loan Program, will likely improve. Greater economic growth should help increase revenues throughout our equities, real estate, and infrastructure investments, but higher rates will also have an impact on the earnings of the underlying companies, some industries more than others. In the final analysis, regardless of short-term changes in the financial markets, our portfolio is diversified and designed to be resilient to changes in market conditions. I'm fully confident that we will be able to produce distributions to our trust fund beneficiaries that continue to grow above the long-term rate of inflation. One of the exercises I like to do when preparing these quarterly reports is to look at how our projected income over the next 12 months compares to the prior quarter and the prior year. If we turn to page 7 of the board packet and look at the number in the bottom right-hand corner, you will note that our projected income over the next 12 months is now at $70.5 million. This is an increase of 2% above the same projection following Q2. There's also good news that commercial real estate appears to have bottomed out after dropping 20% or more over the last 2 years. Troubles in the office sector continue, but cap rates have stabilized and recent valuations have moved in the right direction. Moving on to the allocation report on page 8, I don't have a lot to say here. You know, we are underweight in our real estate allocation due to the mentioned drop in values, and the turnaround suggests that this might be a reasonable time to add commitments to that sector. In fact, the investment committee is considering a commitment to a real estate fund focused on retail properties. We had purposely underweighted retail in the past to avoid the impact from consumer shifts to online sellers, but fundamentals in the grocery-anchored subsector now appear to be improving. The fund under consideration is offered by a current manager that we hold in high regard. The investment committee is also considering recommendations to the board regarding changes to our target allocations. We need to review our allocation policy on a regular basis because the risk and return expectations across asset classes does change over time, and we'll keep the board apprised as to our progress in this regard. As mentioned, I was trying to keep this short, and that's all I have prepared for today. But over the past few years, I have provided quarterly reports in the format provided, and I'm curious if this has met the needs of the board. Is there additional information, change in the format, or frequency of reporting that would help you or your constituents? If there's something that you would like to see in future reports, please let me know, and I'll see if I can incorporate those ideas. That's all I have today for, so thank you for your time.
Thank you, Rich. Any feedback from the commissioners about the finance reports, whether it's with the portfolio or the asset allocation?
And you don't have to let me know right now. You know, if there's anything that you'd like to see going forward, just you could shoot me a quick email or a quick call, and then we can try to incorporate those things in the future.
I think, Rich, you know, there's just two things that I think are always helpful. One is always continuing to let us know growth compared to inflation and what that looks like and how we're continuing to be built to be resilient, as you've talked about. I think the other piece is, and I don't necessarily think it's necessary quarterly, but when we do look at the venture portfolios and have information that we can continue to share about the Wisconsin companies and businesses that we have supported along the way, I think is always good news as well.
Great. Thanks for the feedback. You know, I do try to do that inflation comparison once a year. And, you know, when we do receive news about venture capital companies, I will certainly share that with the board.
Thanks, Rich. Any other feedback from John or Josh?
I just want to say thanks for all your work, Rich.
Thank you.
Yeah, same here.
Well, if something comes up and you think of something that you might want to know going forward, or what you get a question from one of your constituents, please don't hesitate to give me a call.
Thank you, Rich. Moving on to the Executive Secretary's report. Tom.
Just a couple quick things today. With all the loans applications that came before the board today, I thought it'd be interesting to just look at where we are this biennium. So we're a year and a third into this biennium. We have made loans to already 57 different counties, to municipalities or school districts within 57 different counties out of 72. That means we've loaned into more than 75% of the counties in Wisconsin. And so it kind of tells you a little bit more about the footprint of this program. It's not just a program, that's based out of Madison that serves surrounding communities. It covers the whole state. And we do make an effort to make sure that we are serving the whole state. We will look at where we're making loans, and we will look at where we haven't for a while, and we will make an extra effort to get into those communities to talk about our loan program. And for a small agency with a small staff, I think that's a success story. So a couple weeks ago, just before I was too sick to attend the board meeting, I made a trip up to Superior, where we've got two very old submerged land leases that are coming to the end of their original term. So we are in the process of evaluating the requests for new leases. The DNR is also looking at it from a regulatory basis, but I would anticipate that we would be bringing those proposals for new leases to the board sometime in the next couple of months. On a completely different note, the combined giving campaign finished up for the state of Wisconsin, and hats off to our staff here at BCPL. We had wonderful participation. One of the things that kind of goes unsung about us is not only do we have dedicated civil servants here, but we have dedicated civil servants who also give back to the communities and to charities. Every year, BCPL wins awards for participation and level of commitment to the combined giving program, and I'm really impressed with our staff for doing that. That's all I have for today.
Thanks, Tom, and thank you, too, on behalf of the board for your success in the combined giving campaign. That's great to hear.
Any
questions for Tom? Well, then moving to the board chair report. So just two things for the commissioners. The investment committee is meeting next Thursday. One of the agenda items will be to discuss the distribution for the upcoming Common School Fund for 2025 to 2026. And so we will keep you all posted on what that will be. As Rich has shared with us earlier, is the fund is doing very well. And so I think part of the conversation is what will make sense knowing A, how the fund is doing, but we also might be able to look at our smoothing account and how that can maybe contribute to the overall distribution. But we will share that at our next meeting. And then in addition, when we will be announcing that Common School Fund and kind of how we want to go about doing that. So stay tuned, and I will provide more details at our next meeting. But that's all I have for my report. Any questions from the commissioners? Seeing none, is there a motion to adjourn our meeting today?
I so move.
I will second.
Any other questions, comments, debate? All right, see none. All those in favor of adjourning our meeting today, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
Thanks, everybody. Have a wonderful week.
Thanks.
Yeah. Bye. See you guys.
Take care.